Blog Talk Radio.
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend Lee Greenwood, who doesn't love his song God Bless the USA, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible. This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our Founding Father documents, yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day very hard to keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this God Bless the USA Bible, and it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans and how you are being threatened to lose those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country, and I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important. It's so missing, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong. In the end, we do not answer to bureaucrats in Washington. We answer to God in heaven. Christians are under siege. We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God. We must defend God in the public square and not allow the media or the left-wing groups to silence, censor, or discriminate against us.
All we need is one moment or two. Just a little more time, a little unwinding. Got fun on my mind and I've chosen you. Cause you're looking like gas and I'm looking for mileage. Ooh, you got that something new. That sexy attitude, I never seen it quite like that. You fit that like ooh, and I already knew by just one look at you. I'm gonna find out before the night's out. All the good girls, there's a figure that I know every young could play. Love it when it gets like this. Don't stop, it's your world. Go ahead and suck all your wings away. Love it when you push it like a throttle. Pilot on auto. There ain't no angels here on the dance floor. Forget tomorrow. Move like you wanna, babe. There ain't no angels here on the dance floor. All we need is one moment or two. I've been taking my time, but it's all about timing. Cause when all steps do what they really want.
Hey yo, Pop, check this out, Bob. I'm tired of niggas hating on the motherfucker. Let's take it to the next millennium on these bitches. You gotta keep bubbling on them, platinum doubling on them. Fuck these niggas. Hey yo, I bumped into these cats and they was like, yeah, what's up with that nigga Pop? He swear he not. I said, yo, the brother don't swear he not. He knows he's not. You public enemy number one right now. But fuck that damn shit. Spit that hydro ghetto shit.
That shit right there. Whom shall I fear? Throw your guns in the air. Socialize, get down, let your soul lead the way. Cause I'm that enemy that you can't see, but you wanna be. You ain't shit to me, player. It ain't hard for you to get to me, player. My road dogs, they'll spit for me. So if you want what's mine, you got to have the heart. I seen them come and I seen them part. You ain't one beat, then why did you start? Run from the light, catch shots out the dark. Up a dunker, you'll catch feet on the spot, red dots make them all believe. Ain't nobody kicking no rhymes like these. See, I do the things that they can't achieve. So don't start pacing, I'll start pacing. Bets on that, you'll be disgracing. More hotter than the sun, I'm living on the run. Because I'm public enemy number one.
Wow, Diddy Domus. He knew back then that he would be living on the run.
Public Enemy number one. I'll be damned. Jamie Joshua Live here on jamiejoshua.com, filling in tonight for DJ Aladdin. We're doing the news tonight, but I got to say Happy Easter because, you know, we all love God.
We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God. We must defend God and the public school.
Diddy, you're in a lot of trouble, buddy. You are not following the Ten Commandments whatsoever, pal. Diddy was, okay, well, over to my partners over in the studio.
Today, Fox 11 was the first to report about a raid at the home of Sean Diddy Combs. Tonight, we're digging a little deeper into the legal issues already facing the music mogul.
They include multiple lawsuits involving allegations of sex workers, hidden cameras, and compromising recordings of celebrities and politicians. Now, all this was prior to today's federal raid. Fox 11's Gina Silva digging into that tonight. She's got the latest on those lawsuits. Gina.
Alex, Christine, this right here, it is the lawsuit. It is 75 pages of just shocking allegations. Many legal experts say the accusations are very similar to those of Jeffrey Epstein's case.
If you have read this complaint and seen the nature of these allegations, the raids aren't that surprising.
All of these things are always like 75 pages.
Explosive allegations of sexual assault, sex trafficking, and drugging of underage girls. The lawsuit was filed by music producer Rodney Little Rod Jones on February 26. It names Sean Combs, a.k.a.
Little Rod. Little Rod.
Several others. And it also includes photographs of bloody crime scenes, sex workers, and drugs allegedly administered at, quote, freak-off parties.
It's clear that the allegations.
Little Rod, not to be confused with Little Pumper, Little Sam.
Criminal conduct where you would expect to see some kind of criminal investigation taking place.
Civil rights attorney Areva Martin is not connected to this case. She is serving as a legal analyst.
The great Little Rod.
The entire complaint of allegations, but even if a handful of these allegations are true, they mean trouble for Sean Combs.
Jones lived at...
All right. We get it. What they're about to say is that he had hidden cameras in every room of his house, probably his house is. And, you know, there are alleged audio tapes going around right now of him with Meek Mill in the bedroom. And I don't know if those are real or not. I don't know if anyone's out there has heard them. But, you know, I never liked Meek Mill, not as a rapper or a person. He just always rubbed me the wrong way. And if you have me on social media, years ago I did a video where I put a vice grip on my nuts, like, this is how you make a Meek Mill song, you know, he's always screaming. And, you know, I just never really liked him. I just always felt like something was off. So I'm not at all surprised to hear that, you know, there may be a romantic involvement with Diddy that he's keeping, you know, under wraps. But, yeah, you're Public Enemy number one there, buddy. Nothing like some... Not like some sex trafficking for the holidays, for Easter. Maybe a little too much sex trafficking here on today's show. You know, there's always a messed up documentary like Making a Murderer, or Tiger King, Joe Exotic, Hold Your Head, Boy. Well, yeah, they now have one on Nickelodeon and all the Predators there. It's called Quiet on Set. You can watch it on Max, or if you have cable, Investigation Discovery has it.
In the early 90s, Nickelodeon was kid everything, and you better hope that your house had cable.
Wasn't there to educate you. We were there to have fun, to get slimed, to be entertained.
And this is when Dan Schneider arrived, Nickelodeon's golden boy. He created these shows that were hugely successful for them.
No one had ever really done sketch comedy starring kids for kids.
He launched the careers of child actors who became major stars.
For 20 years, he shaped children's entertainment and culture.
Thanks for being here.
But that marked one of the darkest chapters. Working for Dan was like being in an abusive relationship.
Dan's treatment of people on his shows was an open secret.
So my lawyer filed complaints, gender discrimination, hostile work environment, harassment, and it was so devastating.
How safe can any kid be in that environment?
There would be even bigger problems down the line with actual pedophiles on set.
These are three predators who worked at Nickelodeon, all in a short amount of time.
Yeah, I'd say if you got a bunch of predators working for you, you know, you might have a little trouble. However she put it up. There's this one lady, though. She's the mother of one of the young girls that was emailed a dick pic from one of the staff of Nickelodeon. And at this part, you know, trigger warning. This may make you a little angry hearing this.
About a week after she was on that episode, there was an email from Jason. She let me read it. It was a very innocent email. It just talked about the shows that he had been working on. After that, they were emailing more. She would tell me, oh, I got an email from Jason. He's doing this, he's doing that. I didn't see any harm in it. A couple months later, she was sitting at the computer, and all of a sudden I noticed she had suddenly shut down the computer completely and got up and ran into her bedroom and slammed the bedroom door shut. And I said, Brandy, what is wrong? She started to cry. And she said, I got an email from Jason. It was a picture of him naked, masturbating. And he said he had sent it to her because he wanted her to see that he was thinking of her. I went back and forth with, should I call the police? They're going to think I'm a bad parent because I allowed her to talk to this person. I struggle with this, and I finally tell myself, I can't call the police. All I can do is make sure I keep her far away from him.
No, that's not all you can do, you stupid. I'm not going to call her a bad name here because it's Easter, you know?
We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect.
Yeah, so, you know, we must protect. And one thing about Diddy, they raided Keefe D's house a number of months ago, and then he was shortly arrested thereafter in connection with things involving Tupac's murder. So I see these raids happen on Diddy, and I'm thinking, they're investigating sex trafficking, but maybe something involving Tupac's murder and, you know, connection there with Keefe D, because Keefe D always said that Diddy, you know, offered money for the murder of Pac and Keefe D, and, you know, they were like, well, give us $1 million and we'll do it, you know. So if they have all these cell phones now, Diddy's, maybe Keefe D sent some messages, you know, there could be some damning information in there. So that'll be an interesting thing. You know, that's the first thing I thought of. I didn't think about Meek Mill or any of the possible celebrities. You know, of course, we know that Diddy made that song with R. Kelly years ago, you know, called Satisfy You. And if you go and listen to that now and think about it being like R. Kelly singing it to Diddy and Diddy rapping it to R. Kelly, I don't know, you may have a laugh, but, you know, it's Easter, you know, a little bit too much sex trafficking here so far on the show. So why don't we go to some, you know, possible terrorism.
Thanks for staying with us here on Fox 43 Morning News. I'm Gabrielle Mediak.
And I'm Alex Cauley. We want to get straight to the breaking news out of Baltimore, where the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed just hours ago after a ship crashed into it.
And right now, crews are trying to rescue at least several people in the water with multiple cars that went into that water. The U.S. Coast Guard is also responding. Fox 43's Sayara Williams joins us live right now near the scene. Sayara, what are you seeing?
Yeah, good morning, Gabby and Alex. So officials are calling this a mass casualty event with several people in the water right now. So where we're standing is the Maryland Transportation Authority building where...
Okay, I hate to cut you off, but let's go to our correspondent, Jim Cornette, to really get the story here. Jim?
Fuck, that's what I'm telling you about the bridges here in Louisville. Oh, let's just close this son of a bitch down right now in the middle of the day for checking and tests. And it will fuck. And this thing, but the boat fucking runs into one fucking pillar, 2 miles of it goddamn collapses. How was that fucking put together? And it wasn't like the boat was even trying. They lost power and the whole goddamn, what the fuck? See why I don't trust this shit?
Yep, I see. Thank you, Jim, for that report. Why don't we try to brighten the mood here? I'm sure that some great musical artists has put out a happy song that everyone will love. If you've heard this, you're like, oh no, turn it off. On the carpet, threw it back, and he caught it. I got the panda, baby, go down low. And when he leaves, I gotta follow. I'm blacking out, I'm on a spiral. I need you now, and tomorrow. I don't know if you're subscribed to the Fantano of the Needle Drop, but he was listening to that. He was like, oh, that's my goat. You hear what he said? He said, okay, that was bad. I know, that was bad. So, you know.
We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect.
Yeah, that was bad. So I think that song was so bad. But actually, I think
you know, to wash away the thought of that song. Probably was so bad that I need to hear about more sex trafficking.
Following a developing story this morning, a disturbing new lawsuit is alleging that WWE founder Vince McMahon sexually abused and trafficked a former employee. The woman, who signed a non-disclosure agreement with McMahon back in 2022, accuses the WWE boss of exploiting her to other workers within the company. Nick Smith has more of these details. Nick?
Marky, as we learn more, it really is uncomfortable. In the lawsuit, former WWE staffer Janelle Grant details graphic accounts and accounts of sexual abuse. She's asking to void the NDA she signed with McMahon, as well as damages. Ms. Grant says McMahon brought her into WWE's legal department in 2019 and began sending her sexually explicit messages. Now, the lawsuit alleges McMahon and former WWE executive John Laurinaitis forced themselves on her at the workplace and pressured her into having sex with him in exchange for the job. Her lawsuit comes after the Wall Street Journal reported last year that the WWE was in...
Thank you guys for that report, but you're really leaving out a pretty key detail or something here. So I need to go to Dutch out there. For further details here, because you guys are missing some pretty important things here.
And then he cajoles her, he being Vince, cajoles Ms. Grant into a threesome with physical therapist by saying, I've already sorted this out, I've already booked it, I'll lose a friend over this if you don't do it. And then when she still says no, Vince says, I love you. And then that's the first time he's ever said it to her, and then she agrees to do it. Then there's this headline-grabbing story. Here is the quote. Early in this threesome encounter, McMahon immediately directed Ms. Grant to lay down on her back in a supplicant position. While straddling over her, McMahon defecated on Ms. Grant's head. McMahon left to shower off, but he instructed Ms. Grant to remain in place with excrement in her hair and to continue performing for his friend. While Ms. Grant's request of protection, none was offered. McMahon and physical therapist actively continued with the threesome and directed Ms. Grant's sexual performance for around an hour and a half while she was left covered in feces. Following the threesome on May 11, 2020, McMahon sent an explicit message to Ms. Grant that further detailed his fantasies of seeing her engaged in sexual relations. What the fuck?
What the fuck is right? What if he was, wait a minute, put yourself in the place of that third person. Vince takes a dump on her head and tells you to keep going. I said, wait a minute. I'm not a fan of that. I don't know if I can continue this. So while he went to take a shower, why was he taking a shower? She should have been taking the shower. But what I'm saying is, I'm reading this, and when I read that, I went, the hell? Now, who could do an hour and a half? Because he didn't say how long the activity went on after the alleged dump.
I'm going to fight Mike Tyson.
I mean, the guy is, you know, he's nearly 60, and 26-year-old against a 60-year-old? I don't know, I don't float my boat.
Mike's 60, man. I don't know. 31-year age difference.
Jake Paul is set to fight Mike Tyson July 20th.
I swear to God!
Oh, jeez, it's a bit strange. You know, the interest is low, and I don't know. I don't understand it. I wish well for Mike.
Like, I don't give a fuck. That guy will hurt you.
He's now old. That doesn't feel fair. So to beat him when he's past his prime just feels dishonorable.
You know, Jake Paul is obviously, you know...
My family loves Jake Paul.
Could you f*** him up?
I always tell people, why just forget that Jake Paul is a YouTube guy and watch him box.
Yeah.
Kid can fight. 100%. And that Tommy Fury fight really showed that.
He doesn't, I'll tell you what, the one thing he doesn't want to do is fight Mike.
No.
He wants to fight Mike, I think.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't give a fuck if he's 55. Yeah. That's still Mike Tyson.
Mike's in good shape, too.
Oh, my God.
Mike trains every day.
He trains with Rafael Cordero, who's a legend in MMA. He runs King's Mixed Martial Arts. And Rafael is a fucking world-renowned trainer. When you see him holding the mitts for Tyson, and Tyson smashing the mitts, like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck if you think he's 55 years old. That guy will hurt you.
Yeah.
If Jake Paul's on the other side of the ring and he sees Mike Tyson just fucking bobbing and weaving, he's going to have a recognition.
Yeah.
He's going to look over and go, oh, my God, that's really Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
So I'm probably most certainly going to be talking more about this on the show before July 20th when this happens. My first initial thoughts, it's going to be pretty damn upsetting to see Jake Paul knock out Mike Tyson with an overhand right. This is just something no one wants to see. But, you know, after seeing Jake in all these different fights he's had up until this point, it's very well a damn good possibility that that could happen. Now, on the other hand, you know, Jake Paul, other than Ben Askren, ain't knocking these people out in the first round. So I think that's really when Tyson will probably strike with everything he has, or should strike with everything he has, and just take this guy out. Because if this was a street fight on the street, more than likely wouldn't go very well for Jake Paul, from everything I've heard from everybody, and just knowing how Tyson is. And but the main, you know, before I think any of that, I just can't wait until Jake talks some shit leading up to the fight in the press conference. I cannot wait to see Tyson's reaction, because if there is one person you do not talk shit to, it is Mike. Or Joe Biden, apparently.
Mr. President, for months when you were asked about your age, you would respond with the words, "Watch me."
Watch
Many
me.
American people have been watching, and they have expressed concerns about your age.
That is
they,
your judgment.
They,
that is your judgment. That
vote.
Is not
they
the judgment
concerns,
of the press.
They express concerns about your mental acuity. They say that you are too old. Mr. President, in December, you told me that you believe there are many other Democrats who could defeat Donald Trump. So why does it have to be you now? What is your answer to that question?
Because I'm the most qualified person in this country to be President of the United States and finish the job I started. The conduct of the response in the Gaza Strip has been over the top. I think that, as you know, initially,
yeah,
the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him. I convinced him to open the gate.
What's the president of Mexico's name? I'm sure it's not God.
We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God. We must defend God and the public.
Okay, there's a flood watch for everyone living in Franklin County by 2 p.m. Tomorrow. Everyone out there listening, there's a flood watch, because I'm doing the news here. So before I sign off here, final thoughts on Joe Biden. He may be past the maximum age, as TC said back in January here on the show. So the other person to vote for is is the man that loves God and will protect God. And, you know, I think he said something about taking away Social Security or making big cuts to that. But unless you're getting Social Security, it's like he may be the only only option to vote for if you don't want your president to die. Well, I think right now, thinking about that, the clear possibility of Biden losing his mental capacity or having to step down or whatever, is Kamala the president then, right? If she's the VP, then she would be the president. So that's really, I think, what you're voting for here. Do you want Trump or Biden? No, you're voting for, do you want Trump or Kamala to be the president? So I don't know if you're someone that ever, like, possibly going to jail. You might not want Kamala. Anyway.
We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God. We must defend God.